We're still trying to assess the overall regional impact of that earthquake that shook Barbados yesterday, but dealt its heaviest blow to Venezuela. The quake measured a massive 7.3 magnitude and was the largest to strike Venezuela since 1900. There have been 17 previous magnitude 6 quakes and scores more smaller tremors in the region, but large quakes are said to be rare. The U.S. Geological Survey recorded the earthquake in the coastal town of Irapa with a depth of 76 miles, and tremors were felt 286 miles away in the capital of Caracas. Venezuelan officials said there were no immediate reports of injuries, and damage in the capital was limited. Over in Trinidad, which was also rattled by the quake, this was the initial response from President of the Downtown Merchants Association, Gregory Aboud.
Most of the city retail stores and offices were already closed by 5:30 p.m. when the event occurred. But there were still quite a number of fast food outlets, groceries, and some other businesses still occupied by persons, and everyone poured into the street to wait for the event to end. The fact is that we have conducted a preliminary drive-by survey, and we were quite astounded that despite the very long duration of the event, that there seems to be almost no visible damage to structures within the city center. There are one or two buildings in which some debris has fallen off of them. There are two buildings on Henry Street and one building on Charlotte Street. But apart from that, we cannot discern any structural damage or any serious damage, you know, which is quite astounding given the severity of the event.
Mr. Aboud, tonight we heard from the Minister of National Security, the Commissioner of Police, the Mayor of Port of Spain. What do you think about their reaction so far and how the authorities are handling this matter?
Well, I have to say that they are probably as surprised as all of us are, and it shows. I was a little disappointed that we could not have any information about the shelters which are available in the Port of Spain area. And the fact is that we have sat and spent hundreds and thousands of hours on committees, disaster preparedness, evacuation, emergency management, and all the rest of it. And it did not seem to pass the tests that were put to us tonight. I am not trying to ascribe any blame to anybody in office at this time. The fact is that the entire regime of emergency management is misconstrued. We do not even know who has the authority to declare an emergency. And it is something that requires our attention. We have to sit and work together. We should rely particularly on the regiment and the Defense Force. They are the most capable unit in this regard. And they should be in need of this, and unfortunately, we don't have much information. There are shelters set up at some of the major schools. In Mary's College, I know, is one, and some of the others in the area of Port of Spain and Belmont and so on. We should have been made aware that those shelters were activated. But let me also add, and hasten to add, that I stood in the streets of Port of Spain this afternoon for more than 57 or 58 seconds during the event. And I must say that all classes of people, all types of persons from all walks of life responded in a constructive, humanitarian way. Assurances were given to each other. People hugged each other. And there was a general calm that eventually enveloped most of the people when we realized the magnitude of the event that we had just experienced. Even on the way home this evening, the traffic was orderly, there was no driving on the shoulder, and the people of the country, in my respectful opinion, have responded in a very constructive and very nationalist way. And let us hope that there is no reoccurrence and that we learn our lesson and get together now to prepare for better emergency management.
President of Trinidad's Downtown Merchants Association, Gregory Aboud. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.